This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
High noon, Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. It's Friday. Red Sox and Yankees return tonight here on WEEI. 3-game set at Fenway Park. And it feels like, Keefe, correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah?
We actually have a teeny tiny little bit of buzz to the rivalry.
I kind of think there is. I think too. Taking 2 out of 3. I mean, you're chasing them for this particular year. The Yankees are way out in front. Sox are 9.5 games back. So it's not been a good year for the Sox. We thought maybe this would be the top two teams in the division. That has not been the case. The Red Sox have let everybody down in that regard. But I definitely felt it like a little bit more. Now, we're grading on a curve. You know, it's rival, like modern-day rivalries aren't what they used to be for all 1,000 different reasons. But take it 2 out of 3 the last go-around, even though it's guys that are lower on the roster, like Hunter Dobbins and Jazz Chisholm, you're at least getting some kind of back and forth going on there.
And well, you know the fans care about that.
They
do.
Yankees
fans care about Dobbins, even though he's just Hunter Dobbins.
They oddly do care very much about
it. Yankees fans care about guys not wanting to play for the Yankees, and then Red Sox fans loved it. And then you have the whole cover-up on top of it, so now Yankees fans can be like, he's a liar.
Yeah.
We've been talking. So I think that helps.
Well, his dad's a liar. He didn't know any better.
He should have known a little better.
He chose to ignore the truth. He did not dig
any. My best friend's Andy Pettit.
What? Are we ever going to meet Andy Pettit? I've never met your best friend in my whole life. Like, you'd think one of these days we just happen to talk to him on the phone.
It's like, well.
Oh, you just missed Andy. I had a great conversation with
Andy. Okay, I'll talk to you later, Andy. Bye.
Or it's one of those ones where he told somebody random that it was Andy Pettit, and he's like, yeah, I have met Andy Pettit before, but not the real Andy Pettit.
Yeah, he's a kid.
Oh, yeah.
Just a guy in a hat with like a really low hat. Like Andy Pettit used to do.
Yankee hat. He's like, he did everything with his right hand. It was very strange.
It was very odd.
I guess
he didn't want to be seen.
He wouldn't shake my hand with his left hand. He doesn't want to injure his throwing hand. That's why he shook with his right.
His dad lies about a lot of stuff, but he's on the mound tomorrow. So sort of like a guy that has become center stage somehow in this rivalry. You have him tomorrow. You have Garrett Crochet making his second start against the Yankees in a week and ever while wearing a Red Sox uniform tonight. So he's sort of like new to this rivalry. Plus Marcelo Meyer and Roman Anthony.
Okay,
now,
so
I don't know if they're going to be in the lineup, and we're going to be pissed when they're not, but they're sort of new to this whole thing as well. So, like, even though they're 2 games below 500, just the overall interest in the Red Sox is higher than it was 2 weeks ago.
Well,
and then you combine that with a series with the Yankees, and all that helps.
I think the Dobbins thing doesn't hurt, but I think the real reason that in Boston there's a little bit of buzz. The games are here.
Yep.
The Red Sox have played better over the last week. They just took 2 out of 3 from the Yankees. They continued it, which is important, and took 2 out of 3 from the Rays. I didn't really think they were going to do that. I thought they'd be the same old Red Sox, win 2 out of 3, get swept by the Rays, and all their momentum's gone going into the weekend series. That's what I predicted. I was wrong. And you have on top of that Marcelo Meyer and Roman Anthony playing well. For now, we'll get to Roman Anthony and what Bradfoe told us yesterday in a moment.
Yeah, the playing part.
But I think that's the real reason there's some buzz. The Red Sox have some young, interesting players. They're playing better. And on top of it, you just had the Yankees last week. There's a little bit of back and forth, sniping between the players and the newspapers and the media in the two cities. So I just think there's a little bit to it. I'm not telling you it's 2003-04. That's never happening again. But I'm telling you, compared to just last week, there's a little more buzz to this. Compared to last season, there's probably a little bit more buzz. That's all I'm saying. Just a little bit of it, which I'm interested in. Now, on top of that, we have the discussion about Roman Anthony, which you just brought up. How many games are he and Meyer even going to play in this series? Because the Yankees have all lefties. We've been talking about that for the last couple of days.
If they don't start tonight, I got a bad feeling. Because tonight you have the worst of the three starters.
I bet they start tonight.
You do? You bet?
I bet they're both in the lineup tonight.
Oh, I am terrified that they're not going to start at all.
I would bet.
Because Cora said yesterday.
Not 100 clams.
Not 10 hams.
Not
a PS5.
No.
But Cora was like, we will like figure it. But he also was like, Roman Gonzalez and Rob Refsnyder are killing lefties this year.
Right.
They've been very good against lefties.
But
they're trying
way,
to win these games.
The only way to get those guys in the lineup, Bradfell said this yesterday too. The only way to get those guys in the lineup isn't sitting down Meyer and Ant. There's a million ways to get those guys in the lineup.
So I agree.
You could sit down Abraham Toro, which I wouldn't do. You could sit down Rafaela or Story. Or you could sit down...
Jaron Duran. Listen to this.
You could sit down Duran if you wanted to. Yeah, that's another good one. Yes.
I was crunching some numbers.
Okay.
Here,
Rich Keefe Stats and Info.
Rich Keefe Stats and Info Department. Red Sox hitters with an OPS under 700 against left-handers.
Neither of us, by the way, said Christian Campbell. That's another one. But yeah, there's a lot of ways you could get those guys in the lineup with the two young guys. Yes, go ahead.
So guys, this won't be everybody. But these are some of the players with an OPS under 700, right? Because everybody was propping up Roman Gonzalez, Rob Refsnyder over 900 against lefties, which is great. Mm-hmm. So you want those guys in there. Guys that are hitting under 700 OPS would include Christian Campbell, Abraham Toro, and Jaron Duran. So those are three guys that you might just immediately pencil in. I know Duran's a lefty, but he's an everyday player and he's a center fielder. He should probably play two of the three games. Campbell, I mean, I know that changes things in the field-wise because it seems like you have a bunch of outfielders with Roman Anthony and there's maybe less roster flexibility right now in the infield because you also wouldn't want to put David Hamilton out there. He's another guy that he's not hitting lefties. But Duran, Campbell, and even Toro, as hot as he is another guy to consider sitting versus a lefty. So I just don't want to run and hide from Meyer and Anthony because one of the reasons why they weren't called up earlier is because you want them to play every day. And now that Abreu and Bregman are still hurt, you're still going to sit them for a whole series because it doesn't line up properly?
Well, and now I said I would bet on this now the more we're talking this out.
They're not going to be in there.
One of the two of them are in there. Too.
Okay. I really hope you're right.
But, and if they're not, you're right. It's a terrible sign because this is the softest throwing lefty. As Nick said yesterday, he throws like 55 miles an hour. What are we down to?
Underhand.
What are we down to now? Yeah, yeah, exactly.
All right, what about this?
Parent pitch.
Could you see this? Meyer at third, Romy at first, and Refsnyder in the outfielder. And then, or Refsnyder
in one singular outfielder, playing bench warmers.
In the outfield, and then Toro gets the night off. Because we've seen Cora even sit guys that are hot.
Like, I can absolutely see that.
In years past, so.
I mean, you could toy around with Roman Gonzalez at second base if you wanted to. Like, you could get Campbell out of there and get rid of. There's a lot of different ways to get these guys into the order.
Campbell not hitting has been a brutal.
So there's a lot of ways to do it.
Yeah.
And I'm not telling you that's what Cora's going to do tonight, but the idea that, like, well, you got to get Romy and Ref in there, first of all, I think is a little silly, but fine. Let's even give you that.
Yeah, but those guys do mash lefties. That's their job.
The only way to get them in is to sit the kids down. That's not the only way to do it. There's a lot of other ways to get that done. Now, I'm also fearful big picture.
Yeah.
I wasn't until we talked to Bradfoe yesterday.
Oh, yeah. He mentioned this.
Bradfoe came on yesterday and said, hey, you like Roman Anthony?
I do.
His family's super fun.
Great.
The whole experience is
pretty
great.
Anthony's kid?
Yeah. Don't get used to it.
The bigger question, guys, that nobody's talking about is all this Roman Anthony hype, you know, with the family and the sister and everything else and the player. Well, it can all come to a screeching halt here in a couple of days.
Okay, this actually dovetails into what I was just about to ask. You're saying when Abreu comes back, they could send him down? Is that what you're implying?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Okay. When Bregman and Abreu were back, how does it all fit together? But why would they send him down when Abreu comes back? Why would they do that?
Well, because they've landed at that same spot where they were before. There's the same spot where I said, hey, Red Sox, I'll give you the solution. Move Sidon Rafael to the infield. Send Christian Campbell to the minor leagues, and you have Roman Anthony. That's my solution. But they dug in on not doing that. And when William Abreu comes back, they'll probably have the same exact situation. There's no easy answer to this. And I know that people will be twice as up in arms, probably, especially if he does anything, by the way, in the next few games. But to answer your question, Adam, like, this is – nothing's changed. Like, unless they make a trade, unless someone else gets hurt, whatever it is, nothing's changed.
So obviously something has changed. Like he sort of broke the seal. He's no longer just a minor leaguer. He has played in the majors.
And he's contributed directly to wins.
Now, let's say he plays a couple games this series and a couple games next series, and then Abreu's healthy, and you look up and he's 1-for-25.
Yeah, then
different
then,
story.
Then I am okay with that.
But if he socks two dingers, like his friend Marcelo Meyer did the other night, that's also a different story. So I was very much of the mind, once these guys get called up, they're going to stay here. Obviously, unless it's a disaster, but Christian Campbell's had a pretty long leash at it. He has struggled big time over the last month plus. He's still up here. I'm hoping Meyer, even when Bregman returns, and I know Bregman is out way longer than Willie Abreu is, but I'm hoping they make room for Meyer, give him a different position to play. If Bregman's playing third, that's fine. But I don't want to send these guys back down.
No. You just brought up the perfect example. If Anthony goes hitless for the Yankees series and he's 1-for-25 and Abreu's coming back, maybe you do look at sending him down.
Yeah.
But if Anthony looks like he looked in the three games, and I think he looks pretty comfortable at the plate the first two games, not as much, honestly, in the final game against Tampa. But if he looks how he's looked, he looks like he belongs up here.
Yeah.
And he's more than proven that he doesn't belong in Worcester anymore. He's ready to be promoted.
Right.
I would be frustrated with that. But that tells you maybe how the Red Sox are thinking about it.
Can I address a mean text from a moron?
I think I know the one you're talking about, I think.
Yeah, the one who's like, Toro's a switch hitter,
Toro's a switch hitter, donkey.
Yeah. I just gave you his numbers against lefties,
right,
which would suggest you can sit him against lefties.
Yeah.
Even though he is overall on fire.
For his career.
Yeah.
You gave his number for this year. His OPS is below 700, and he's locked in. He's like 6-for-21 against lefties. He hits right-handed pitching much better.
Yeah.
But he's a 603 for his career, OPS. For his career.
I mean, a donkey.
Against lefties.
Actually, you know what? We kind of stumbled into this. Could you beat up a donkey?
Definitely not. Those things are so strong. Were you kidding me? Plus, you got to stay away.
You get kicked once.
I was going to say, and you stay
you
can't walk behind it because those things are just.
They'll kick you.
Yeah, you can't do that.
All right, forget it.
Yeah.
And they'll spit on you too, right? Got to pay extra for that.
That was Michael B. Jordan, or that's Haley. Which one? Which one's which?
Haley Steinfeld.
Yeah, okay, there you go.
Yeah, Nick's focused on that.
Well, I mean, the wedding, it's very apparent in the movie.
Nick mentions it twice a day.
On the air. Off the air. It's so much more. No, okay. I thought you were going to talk about these.
No, one other text. That was the one that stood out to me. I mean, you call me a donkey. I'm going to read it.
Okay, good. I thought you were going to talk about some of these other very mean texts.
It's par for the course.
Let's see. Jones killed the old afternoon show. That's talking about things that I would kill or wouldn't kill. I said very famously, I don't.
Was that the biggest thing?
To kill anything? Yeah.
Gotcha.
Jones has killed a few sex drives in his day. That's from our buddy Chuck.
All right, Chuck.
I thought you were talking about some of those mean deaths.
Nope. Chuck weighing in. Very good.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Chuck. Couldn't do it without you, Chuck.
It's just mean. It's a Friday. It's Friday the 13th. Maybe that's what's in the water.
Yeah,
out
that's
there.
What
people
it is.
Are, they're a little nervous.
All right, maybe. 617-779-7937. Is there a little buzz to the rivalry? Yes or no, and why is that? It does feel like there's a bit of it. I think it's heavily related or highly related to Meyer and Anthony being here. How much do they play this weekend? And, oh, by the way, Rob Bradford says Anthony might get sent down when William Abreu comes back, which would take that momentum right away. Bob is in Londonderry on our Celtics discussion. Go ahead, Bob.
Hey, guys. I was just curious if you'd agree to a degree with my assessment. Watching the basketball playoffs now, do you see that the Celtics are in probably not in bad shape, but in much worse shape than even the benefit of a doubt than what you're seeing when you compare to what you're seeing now? Remember, they were the defending champs. They really went by the wayside softly, embarrassingly, and come this season, they're going to be a year older, a year slower, and there's so many unanswered questions now. If I was a Celtics fan, much like the Bruins, watch the hockey. This is all obvious that the Bruins are near anywhere of what we're seeing.
I didn't understand where he was going. I agree
about
that.
The Celtics, though. The Celtics are way closer than the Bruins are.
That's not to let the Celtics off the hook for last
year. No, that was a bad Knicks series.
And it's not all injuries. The Celtics are going to lose to the Knicks fully stocked. But if they are engaged and they play the way they should play and not like jackasses, they can definitely beat Indiana. Right. I think
the Pacers might win the title, and I love Tyrese Halliburton, but I mean, Jaylen Brown is close to that. And if you get Tatum back in 2 years, he's better than he is.
And if Indiana can beat OKC and they're up right now 2-1. Yeah. I don't think they're a million miles away. The Bruins are a million miles away. The Celtics are still knocking on the door. You got to wait
a long ways away.
You obviously need Tatum healthy. I think they're going to be a 4 seed next year in the East. Call it 48-50 wins, something like that. Yeah. I think they're going to do that without Tatum. With Tatum, they're a title contender, assuming he's anything approaching the player he used to be. So the Celtics, to me, are not a million miles away. They do need to correct some things. They need to be motivated. They need to not play like jackasses.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, they're right there.
Yeah, I don't compare the two.
I thought he was saying, don't waste your time, or I thought he was about to say, don't waste your time watching the NBA Finals. Watch the Stanley Cup Final.
No,
I thought that's what he was about to say. He was saying when you watch the Bruins.
He thinks it's bad for both teams here, watching
championship
games.
I don't watch Indiana and go, the Celtics shouldn't hang with that. Not at all.
The Aaron Nesmith. I'm like, oh, no, look out. Like, they're great, and like they're a tougher team than a lot of people sort of gave them credit to, and they were definitely the most slept-on team in the regular season because everybody's talking about Cleveland, Boston, even New York a little bit. Nobody talked about Indiana. So, like, they deserve a lot of credit, but I don't look at them like, man, they have a stranglehold on the East for years to come. Well, I don't look at it that way.
No. Now, Indiana healthy with Halliburton is a lot different than Indiana 2 years ago without Halliburton. I hope Celtics fans see that now. But, no, they could still beat that team, I believe.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.